أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تلك حدود الله ومن يطع الله ورسوله يدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وذلك الفوز العظيم ومن يعص الله ورسوله ويتعد حدوده يدخله نارا خالدا فيها وله عذاب مهين Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss verses 13 and 14 of Surah An-Nisa. Prior to this, for two verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala went into details with regards to some of the inheritors and their shares. At the end of all of this, Allah Ta'ala says, Tilka hududullah. These are the bounds, the limitations set down by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had seen the need that man has ownership, although it is superficial in this world, and now his life comes to an end, he leaves this world. Something needed to be done with that wealth. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then demarcated, Allah Ta'ala apportioned these shares to others, parents, children, spouses, siblings, etc. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these are the limitations set down by Allah ta'ala. If you wish to give out to any other individual besides your inheritors, then you have the scope of wasiyat, any charitable organizations for your personal obligations, one-third, tilka hududullah, these are the limits of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Prior to that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the orphan child, male or female. Father left this world, child has possessions, properties, assets. You become the guardian, you become the custodian. How are you going to deal with all of this? Allah Ta'ala detailed all of that. Then Allah says now, Tilka hududullah. These are the limits set down by Allah Ta'ala. You cannot go beyond the limits of Allah. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ Whoever obeys Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُدْخِلُهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit him, cause him to enter the gardens under which rivers flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا They will remain in it forever. One important aspect is that here the shares had been apportioned by Allah Ta'ala. The rules have been set down by Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَمِنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ Whoever obeys Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We saw the application of these shares, how to distribute, what goes first, the sequence, all of that was shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ And now entry into Jannat, Allah Ta'ala says that is the great victory, that is the great success. We all speak about success in this world, but the real and true success, Allah Ta'ala describes in two places in the Quran. One is in these verses, where Allah Ta'ala says entry into Jannah is the greatest of all successes. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ The ridwan, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala in this world, in the hereafter, that is a great success. And then Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ That person who is on hidayat, that person who is on guidance from Allah Ta'ala, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ That is a success. So hence here, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has demarcated once again, and Allah Ta'ala has shown the real success. Success insofar as the Quran Sharif is concerned, after which there is no need to have any more success, and that is of course Jannatul Firdaus. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ Whoever disobeys Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by trying not to have an Islamic will, sometimes maybe ignorance, maybe arrogance, whatever, but a person decides that he wants to do his will and he wants to do the distribution that besides which Allah Ta'ala has commanded, That is one aspect of it. Number two, we find in our own country, leave other countries of the world, there are Muslims and not Orientalists, not non-Muslims, that have now challenged the Quran Sharif with regards to the shares. Why would daughters get half of sons, or son gets double of daughters, and all of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought all of this in the ambit of this ayat. Whoever disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ, and then he transgresses the bounds and the limitations set down by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا, Allah ta'ala will cause him to enter the fire, خَالِدًا فِيهَا, and he will remain in it forever. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about the severity of not having an Islamic will, the severity of not doing the distribution according to the commandments and the laws of Allah ta'ala. I'll leave you with a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this topic. Imam Ahmad in his Musnad has narrated it, and then we find similar. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayhi has also narrated it. Something for us to think and ponder about. That they are those men and women that set their lives, they live their lives according to the ita'at and the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then comes the last part of their lives, and they make wasiyat in a way in which they make zulm. In other words, they do it wrong, they become oppressive in the way they do it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then for such a person is the fire of Jahannam. Then on the contrary, in Musnad Imam Ahmad, the riwayat goes on, that there are those people who lived their lives, that it was not in the total obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but then they complete and they conclude their lives in the ita'at and in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by having a will that is Islamic. In other words, the shares apportioned, the wasiyat and all of that is done according to the rules and the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, then such a person terminated his life on the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, and for him is Jannat. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, for those that have been disobedient, transgressed the laws of Allah Ta'ala, for them will be a punishment that is humiliating. In other words, they did not honor the law of Allah in this world. Allah Ta'ala will not honor them in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.